This is Davin's Den.
Last part of the show.
Fucking A! Oh, I'm sorry. We can curse again. Happy. Doesn't it make you happy when we can curse again?
Makes me happy when you leave.
I know it does.
Is that nice?
No.
Have you seen her behavior tonight? Last week it was you. This week it's her. I can't catch a fucking break with you animals.
Oh, so if it's Variety, at least we're taking turns.
What?
We work as a team.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Should we paddle her?
Hey, wait.
Wonder dipshits unite. I'll be form of yelling, and I will be form of annoying. You composed?
No.
Contain yourself. On the break, new music from...
Sorry.
She's snoring. You're...
So if we're enjoying the show.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not for your fucking enjoyment.
Apparently.
I don't know why you have that impression.
Should I make a sign right there? It's not for your fucking enjoyment.
Like,
will
it help?
Like shop motivational signs like the office at the day program. It's not supposed to be enjoyed.
How about that be our new slogan? Davin's Den. It's not for your fucking enjoyment.
No, it's for their enjoyment.
Sponsors,
it's not for your enjoyment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, actually, it's for my enjoyment, to be honest. Whoever else happens to enjoy themselves is just collateral damage.
Yeah, and if we ruin it for you in any small way.
No, we do it in a big way.
Yes and yes.
Hell rains down. Wait, Tom says, Jesus, Davin, she's been like this on the show for years and now it bothers you?
He gets around to things.
Thanks,
I'm just
Tom.
Trying to get through it, Tommy. You fucking keep it up, I'm playing Avalos.
It doesn't bother him, he'll say.
Well, everybody's in a fucking hot seat tonight, aren't they?
I know, really.
Us, them, Jesus Christ. Well,
the chair is steaming.
Play her fucking singing. We haven't heard that in a while.
And hopefully we keep that way.
Keep it up, I can't make such guarantees. On the break, new music from Phil Giava featuring Jacinta with the song Secret 3.0 and MC Dura with Summer in My Town. You can learn more about both of them at khb-music.de. khb-music.de. What did we learn last week in Scambusters? I forgot. I'm sure it was riveting.
Well,
no.
We are bad.
No,
we
I know. Went, I knew it was important last week. They were shit. We learned more about how the money.
Well, we were
how she's getting money from schools. That's right. So apparently,
right.
She also does some tutoring.
Right.
So
yeah.
That was
yeah.
All
right. Yeah. Right. Right. The money that she makes for tutoring is probably what she's giving towards the scammer. She mentioned that she had to do more. She had to reach out to her students. That was a key. That was a key.
And
thing.
Also, she was not about to send Parker Green any money. And then we saw in the midst of the conversation.
Twisted all around and made it about daughter Jennifer.
And I made an example out of Joe by taking Joe's eye off the prize by mentioning cake, as you recall. I said,
and then we discussed the crack cake and we got off topic.
Butt cake.
Butt cake.
Well, crack cake, yes.
But ew. Nobody wants
oh,
butt
not
crack.
Butt crack
no,
cake.
Nobody
ew.
Wants butt
ew.
Crack.
Butt cake. Ugh. No, different kind of cake.
Oh, made with fresh dinkleberries.
You're a flyer like that.
Can we do the categories?
Can I stop you?
No, I don't think so. The first category, of course, is Mr. Davin. Second category is anytime she mentions her pupils. Not her eyeballs.
Oh.
Her students.
Okay.
Third category.
So is it pupils or students?
Anytime she mentions students. Or pupils, whatever they are.
Students.
Whatever.
Make
students.
It, make it students.
All right, students.
Men of Time.
All right, students. And the third one.
Fire
word,
and Fury.
Big Jim,
if you
Big Jim
I'll tell
and
you what, Pip, you fuck up the show. You are going to see fire and fury like the legs have never been seen by humanity.
Big Jim and G.I. Joe.
Since last week.
No. Now I have the backing of the President of the United States.
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
You might.
But we all will.
Yeah, we all will.
It might be soon.
Yeah.
Hey guys, well, enjoy our last show.
Yeah.
I just starting to set
our
up the house
everything.
Too.
Well, at least we have the little lighthouse, so you'll see the nuclear bomb coming.
That's true.
Yeah, you can sit out there with a beer and enjoy the
you know,
light
that's what's gonna
streaming.
You're gonna finally have your little room set up the way you like it. Your little poster of a Blue Oyster Cult be nice in the wall and everything. Your Matchbox cars will be dusted. Joanne will be a distant memory. All the work for this show will be done. You'll have a good week of gigs lined up. You know, where you're traveling.
Joe's
and making-
girl. Everything is where. You know what? If that happened and I see the cloud, all right. Joe, I finished in the win column.
Joe's
You look at like the end of the game. Where are you on the scoreboard? Where are you on the points board? If I see the mushroom crowd right now, where I am in my life, I'll look in the tote board and go, okay. Okay.
He's ready to go.
I leave with a good score.
Here's a message to Donald and Kim Jong-un. Take him. I'm not ready. I just got a whole bunch of baseball cards I need to go through. I ain't ready to
go. Finally, I finally got a decent score.
I hope when the bomb hits, fucking Joanne's on your front door to nag you.
Well, so do I.
Yes, but I want that.
That won't be. It'll be the second worst thing I'm seeing.
I want her to be nagging you, and you're about to go to the pearly gates, and then you say something fucking nasty and despicable, and then a big fucking red arm grabs your ass and brings you down to hell. That's how I hope. And then
you're not going to heaven.
I most certainly
you
am.
You are not going to heaven.
And then I will be going.
Bullshit, you're not going there.
This is your guy. No. Your guy did this. Really? This is what happens when you have a president with no experience. No. Now we're all dead. We're all dust. I blame you.
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
I'm not going to hell either. And let me tell you something. Any hell that he sends me to, is it can't be worse than this on a Tuesday. Then all of you with the.
Well, see, you're saying you'd be in heaven, but see, the thing is that would be Joe's hell. You still yelling at him. So
Joe's the yeller here.
We're all yellers here.
Joe's, you're the yeller too.
Not like you yell.
Well, not like you yell.
I yell for effect. You yell because you're having an aneurysm. I have show yelling.
Nonetheless, at the end of the day, we still yell.
Fine. Not all yells are considered equal, but fine. Men have yelled.
Men have yelled.
Yeah. Men have yelled.
Women have snorted.
Yes.
All right. So we got students.
Yep.
Got Mr. Davin. What's our last category?
Mummy.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Yes, all right, I'm going with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with three students.
Okay.
I bet you will.
Funny.
You going to paddle them?
Funny. One mummy.
One mummy. Okay, I'm going to say four Mr. Davins, two students, and two Scam mummies. Busters. And Joe's girl says... three
Joe's
Mr. Davins.
You should write that song. Joe's girl says.
she says, three Mr. Davins, one student, one mummy. And Lisa Scam says, busters. Three Mr. Davins, one student, and two mummies. Everybody's pretty close over here.
Tom powdered out again?
No, Tom's, Tom's here. And, he says, five Mr. Davins, no students, and no mummy.
Tom's been around long enough not to have faith in you.
I know.
Ask them, should we play a boozy or floozy soon? I just asked them. Stupid. Asked. I know. Fucking, you should know how this works. Yes, you know. You're talking. They can hear you. Sure, it's 20 seconds later, but they can still fucking hear you.
Why don't you use some more hand motions?
I'm still yelling. Hand motions don't matter. No, I'm channeling my Scaramucci. So, should we Ixnay and Ann Jackson? I'm not asking you guys. Should we Ixnay and Ann Jackson soon and do a boozy or floozy? And you got to come up with a game.
I think that's meant for you guys in the chat.
Yeah, that's for them in the chat. Yeah. And you haven't. You've been now that you settled in. Pip's been doing your work there with the game.
I could probably get a Savage Medicine together in a couple weeks.
Savage Medicine. Something. Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? We should have Joe do a Name That Orgasm. I don't think Joe's ever done a Name That Orgasm.
No, Joe still has a very busy schedule and is still getting his house set up.
You're doing what you love. You're listening to porn. I don't see the issue.
No, I'm sorry. You have to watch it at the same time. Oh my God.
It's good.
No, it's good. It's not all. All
right.
Just the two German guys in the Lederhosen. That was my favorite. It was so ridiculous.
All right. This is a conversation between Anne and Parker Green. Anne says, I have $200. A Parker says, okay. Anne says, tell James to send $50. Parker goes, okay, I will. Anne says, I must escape. I feel the same way. Anne says, I will go to Western Union tomorrow morning, which is music to a scammer's ear.
Oh, yeah.
Parker goes, still need 150 there, sweet tits.
What does that mean? So still need 150? I guess she just said I've got 200.
I got 200.
Oh, and so he's saying I still need 150 more?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, because it was 400.
Oh, right.
She's got the two. He's saying, well, Miller could kick in 50 because that's going to come.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm still short 150.
Wow, he's relentless.
Well, he's got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
And goes, I cannot. I have no money. Parker says, Jennifer is hungry.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Hesitate and listen.
This is the whole, they're moving really quick. Last week, she had no money, and they're starting again, you know, but she needs the money. Right away, he's playing on her sympathy.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even, like, try Not, to
Right.
Disguise
Different
it.
Than last week, because there was a little bit of, right off the bat. I guess time is of the essence
Well,
now.
No, I mean, I just had to break up the conversation last week. We couldn't do 3 hours of this.
Okay.
She goes, what shall I do? Parker goes, if you could get 100 more. Anne goes, I cannot, because one student does not pay me. I will move out. Parker goes, I will move out of the hospital now. I am going to be discharged today. Try to call, please. Mr. Oda, that's her boss.
Right.
Anne goes, forget about the funds. I do not have so much money. I must calculate it. Parker goes, yes. Parker goes, he sent 50. Please. Anne goes, can I send $250?
Oh.
So she's just found another 50.
Yeah.
Remember, last week she was at no.
Yeah.
Now she's up to 250.
Because Jennifer's hungry.
Jennifer is hungry. Anne goes, then you gave Jennifer $50. Anne goes, I will see how much Mr. Oda will give
me
tomorrow, because I will ask him to me soon. Okay. I will contact you tomorrow morning. I have $250 now. And maybe tomorrow there is another student who will pay me.
Me?
Please. Parker goes, please, try more, please. Anne goes, but I want the funds to come first. I have this amount in my hand now. Parker goes, the fees. Okay? Anne goes, what shall I do now? Parker goes, send the $250 very early. He's willing to work with her.
Let me get the money I can.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure it after, you know, when the check clears.
Anne goes, yes, I will. I will go out early. And Parker goes, send to Yvonne Yeboah Akragana. Because that's where Marines have their fun sense. I mean, right there. That should ring a red underwear for her.
That waves the red panties.
It does. All right. Wait. Well, I'm talking to you. Jennifer needs the money. Miller's going to send money. Well, who is this? Why do we have to get Yvonne and Ghana involved?
I know.
That would be the question.
But she's not concentrating on that, apparently.
Anne says, if I get money tomorrow night, I will send money to Jennifer. Okay? Okay? I will send it to Jennifer on Friday. Okay? Parker says, tomorrow night, I will know. She completely glossed over this Yvonne
thing.
There was no Yvonne in the conversation
before.
Who is
that? Yeah.
Who is this Yvonne you speak of? Parker says, send it to Yvonne, too. Because he knows, because that's probably him.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably, Parker's probably Yvonne. Anne goes, I sent $250 tomorrow morning. And Parker goes, she will credit Jennifer. They always have some, you could never mail the money directly.
No.
There's always somebody, there's always got to be a middleman.
Yeah, with all this technology we have today, they have to get other humans involved in the transaction.
Yeah, really.
And, like, jump on a pony and drag a yak.
So
and,
Jennifer's in a hospital in England, wants to get to Japan to be with Mummy Anne.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to send funds to Accra, Ghana.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Totally.
It should all come out in the wash with Anne. Anne should be figuring this out, you know?
Sure, it will be laundered.
You think it seems that it never even once crossed Anne's mind.
She's too much in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anne goes, I will not touch the funds. That is scam. Never ending payment.
Wait, what? Where'd she get that?
Parker goes, yes, send it, okay? Anne goes, what do you mean? Really, do not understand it. Lost money already. I do not believe it. I told Jennifer many times. You never understand the reasons. Parker goes, you said you will send the fees very early. Anne goes, in fact, the bank can do funds transfer. Parker goes, that is what I am saying. Anne goes, but they do not want to. Anne goes, I am not going to send it. Parker goes, you misunderstand me, okay? Anne goes, let it get frozen. We're seeing the multiple personalities of Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are like minutes apart.
Yeah.
Mid-conversation.
Yeah.
I think she's ill.
I do, too.
I do, too.
Because that's just not normal.
Bipolar.
No, yeah, not to just be switching around like
Apparently
that.
Apparently she was off her meds that night.
Parker goes, no, it is right. Anne goes, this is what the bank want to do. Parker goes, you can ask Jennifer. No. Anne goes, I did the international trade. In fact, the bank can do funds transfer. Parker goes, please, be calm. Anne goes, but they do not want to. No, you do not know the procedure. I do not believe it will come out. Parker goes, please, eat.
What?
Eat.
No. Oh, because she's hungry?
I don't know. Maybe she needs a Snickers. She's being her grouchy self. Parker goes, it will, okay? Anne goes, I do not eat meat a lot.
Not even succulent?
Maybe succulent meat.
Oh, there you go.
Anne goes, because I cannot. Parker goes, message Jennifer, please. Anne goes, since I started raising money, I do not eat a lot. Parker goes, everything is okay. Anne goes, tell me the hole. Parker. Different hole.
Sorry.
Parker goes, funds will be transferred. Anne goes, when? Tomorrow? Parker goes, yes. Anne goes, because I want to send the money to Jennifer. Parker goes, okay.
Yeah. They've got her so good.
So, like, this Yvonne thing might have triggered her, but he quickly got her back on.
Yeah.
Anne goes, what do you mean? Parker goes, please, message Jennifer. Please. Anne goes, after sending $250? Or Parker goes, tomorrow. Yes. Anne goes, then I want to send the money to Jennifer Friday morning. Okay? Can I? Anne goes, I will try to send her $150.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
She's going to send $250 to Ivan, and then she's going to send another $150 to Jennifer? No,
this is all going to Jennifer. She hasn't agreed to send anything to Yvonne.
Okay, so now she's like, I want to send it to Jennifer, but now she's backing down to $150?
Yeah, I think so.
This is the weirdest, like...
It's the weirdest, yeah.
The weirdest auction I've ever been at. Do I hear $250? Do I hear $150? That's not how it works.
Anne goes, okay. Parker goes, okay. So he's going to settle on the $150 now.
Because it'll be something.
Apparently she's a better negotiator than he is.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Because you had $100.
So this is a conversation from...
Do I hear $250, $250? I hear $150. $25.
This is a conversation...
Yep.
From June 15th.
You don't know what I'm doing?
I do. I'm just ignoring you. Like any man should. Leave you in your corner to make your noises and snort and do whatever else you do.
As Mr. Helix does.
Well, he should.
He knows how it works.
Of course he does. He's a professional. Parker goes, you can send the money to Jennifer through David Moore. So apparently the money still hasn't come.
Oh, my God.
So 3 days have passed. Parker goes, Ivania Bo is on leave from today. Okay? David Moore, Akragana. Okay? So it's still going to...
It's still going to Ghana. Yeah. And why isn't she complaining about that?
I don't know. So we hear a conversation from June 18th. Parker goes, what? Anne goes, do not contact me anymore. Parker goes, now I can see you are not serious to get the funds into Japan. So you want the tax bureau to hold the funds. Anne goes, this I have told you the truth. It is never-ending payment. Fucking gold bars. Would have been a good night for gold bars.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Fucking funds. Do not contact me. Fuck off my life.
Nah, that was a good one, too.
It's been a while since we've had a fuck off my life.
I know.
Parker goes, I am here raising fees to help, and all you do is insult me. Even you insulted my daughter. Anne goes, my company is trying to arrest me. Parker goes, thanks. Anne goes, do not contact me. Parker goes, I also sent mail to my daughter. Well, you're her dad, stupid.
Yeah, really. Oh, what do you want, a cookie?
Yes.
Give me a cookie.
Parker goes, not to contact you. You are wicked.
Oh.
Anne goes, I will block out all of you. Never contact me. Fuck off. Parker says, and I quote, you too. It's kind of like I love you, but not so much.
Yeah, I know.
Weird relationship.
Really? Guys. How many times? I don't think I would be talking to anyone if they told me to fuck off as often as it happens.
Well, you speak to Davin all the time.
That's true.
You got to understand the allure of a scammer. Think about Jane. Think how much shit I put her through. Think about Belinda. Yeah. Think about Flory.
Mm-hmm.
And think about Anne. You just get to a point where I can't quit you.
Yeah.
You're in. You're in.
Very vicious cycle.
Well, that's what I like. Mm. Parker goes, if you contact me again, I will arrest you. Because I'm a Marine and I can do that.
Yeah, of course. Seriously, do Marines have arrest powers?
No.
No, I didn't think so. I'm just asking.
So Anne goes, maybe I will contact some info to Dr. Melvin. UN must do something. White House, too. They want to destroy UK and USA. I read the news. Parker goes, please do that now. Why don't you get your ass on that there?
Why don't you go read our newspaper,
baby? Why don't you get your flat ass on that, all right?
Wow.
What, I didn't say fat ass. I said flat ass.
I know. I don't hear that enough.
Get your flat ass out of here. Park goes, someone is going to give me $200.
I bet they will. Maybe at the next laptop.
Maybe that should be what this one's called. Someone's going to give me $200. I'm going to get it from somewhere, you bitch.
That's right.
Ann goes, I'm totally done here. Parker goes, I will send it to lawyer. Ann goes, my staffs are trying to arrest me. They come to me many times. Parker goes, ask them for 3 days. Ann goes, I'm asking Dr. Melvin. Ann goes, I hope you can work with Eric, because only you and James know my research.
Oh.
So
her research?
What she looks up with the scammers.
Oh, okay.
So that's that.
Oh, wow.
What did we get from that?
That she's freaking bipolar.
Yeah, it really was. She really did.
Yeah, she flipped.
And Parker's willing to take money from anybody.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah, and he'll take any amount as long as he gets it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, you know, they were up to $250, and she goes, I'll send you $150. He's like, done.
Sold you, whore.
Yeah, and it's like, and it doesn't seem strange to anybody that when, you know, when somebody says, I need this amount because this is the total that's due. And they're like, well, I'll send you this lower amount. Okay. It's like dealing with a creditor and they say, well, you know what? You owe us this, but we'll how about we negotiate and we'll take this much. Something's better than nothing, you know?
Right. And then,
right.
But that
and then
you know, suspicious.
She's not going anywhere.
No, she's not.
So they'll just get in dribs and drabs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And which is what happened to her.
So what are our totals?
Well, it was abysmal. We had no Mr. Davins, which I don't think has ever happened before.
I think it's happened before.
I don't think it happened before. I live in my world, and that's what I believe, so don't you interrupt me. We had one mention of students, one singular. So Lisa and Joe's girl picked that. And we had no mummy, and Tom said that, so there's no clear winner here. Nobody wins.
We're all losers here tonight.
We're all losers tonight.
We're all losers tonight.
Sorry.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, nothing.
That chunk of emails has like lasted us a while.
I know.
Now I got to sift through this shit again. See what the last fucking date was.
It's like scooping out the cat litter box.
Oh, yay. At least that ends.
It's kind of crazy, though.
We are really seeing her bipolar, though, now.
Wow,
yeah.
Rapid fire.
Yeah, it's
we're seeing
back and forth.
We've thought it before when she's like writing to me, but we're seeing like mid conversation with the scammers.
Yeah, it's creepy. Yeah. It would be like, can you imagine how creepy it would be to see somebody who legitimately had multiple personality disorder and watch them flip from one personality to the other? I wonder if it's not somewhat akin to that with her. Like she just goes from one wild moon swing to the other. That would be terrifying
in person. There was a comic, his name escapes me, but he had one of the guys, I never forgot his line. He goes, yeah, my girlfriend is so bipolar, she'll be making breakfast and she'll go, want some hotcakes, motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what a great line.
She's got a griddle going. Yeah. I'm frightened. That'll smart. Guy, think you need cauterized? Holy shit.
I love that bit.
Love it so much you can't remember the comic.
I forgot.
Oh, but that's funny. I'm scary. And wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like we should play a game soon. I just don't know what. Maybe an In the Barrel.
Well, I see hula hoops over there. Oh, you didn't mean right now.
I said soon. I'm going to wrap this show up. I can't. I won't.
I can't bear it anymore. She's so annoying.
Well, you know the problem. Correct it.
I can't.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescas-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello also hosts popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And we have a show to announce. What would that be, sir?
October 27th.
October, and who will be in that show?
Mike Morris is headlining.
Okay, Mike Morris, October 27th. So look forward to that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them 201-337-8990. 201-337-8990. Or go visit their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.GenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud at Eat at Giancarelli's.
Interesting. Well, I'll just Side-Splitting Productions, and I'll just go over some headlines real quick.
Yeah.
Headlines at the end of the show. Why the fuck not, Robin? Side-Splitting Productions, all your needs. Side-SplittingProductions.com, all your entertainment needs. Side-SplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094. If you want a comic, give us a call. So apparently... the U.S. is moving to slap duties on Chinese aluminum foil, which I don't know if we really want to do that if we need their help with North Korea.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Bad timing, it sounds like.
And Joe is right. North Korea threatens to strike on Guam.
Yeah, they were talking about it in the chat earlier.
It's like you're going to beat up your little brother. I'm going to kick your little brother's ass. You know, you got a problem with you, your little brother. I'm going to kick your little brother's ass. We're going to start off small.
You know what the first question from Trump probably was? Do I have a resort there?
Yeah. Do I own anything there?
Did I win the? Did they vote for me? Yeah. Those are probably the first few questions on whether we give a shit about Guam. Does he have a hotel? And did he take? Did he take Guam? Did he win?
Right. Not if. Do we have a base? Do we have American families living there?
I don't know if Guam can vote in our presidential election. I think they can vote in the primaries.
I'm not sure.
Well, it doesn't matter. They won't be here much.
What is Guam? Is it territory?
We have a base there.
Yeah, but is it a territory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And we have a base there.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess they even realize, well, you know, you fucking attack South Korea, they're our neighbor, and if we use a nuclear weapon, that shit's going to blow this way.
Yeah. So let's blame Guam. It could affect Australia, but fuck what they think anyway.
McCain's not sure if Trump is ready to act. Lawmakers slam Trump's Fire and Fury. Fucking sounds like a great album. He should drop that album.
Fire and Fury.
Donald Trump, his debut album, Fire and Fury. Ivanka on keyboard. So I guess the U.S. can hit North Korea with a missile. I'm just looking, this is the last time we're ever going to do this, because it seems like we're all going to be dead. It was funny because Walt used to post, see, North Korea hasn't blown us up yet. You know, people would give him shit about Donald Trump, but I don't know how many more days he can say that.
Well, I'll tell you, they were going off about ice cream sundaes and all kinds of crazy desserts in the chat. I'm going home and eating all of that.
That's what they got from nuclear war?
No, we'll be fine. No, amongst the many topics.
Yes, Joe, when you talk about what North Korea and Donald Trump will do, I feel rest assured. Because if nobody knows the insane like you, I don't know who that is. It's kind of scary.
It is.
They're saying this is like the same since like the Cuban Missile Crisis.
That's what I was thinking.
But they said the difference was like...
Kennedy couldn't tweet.
Thank God.
Era.
His fingers were in his fingers were someplace else. They were in Maryland.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, seriously, like Melania needs to let him just get fucking blown to calm him down.
So you're saying JFK wasn't tweeting, he was twatting?
Maybe we do want the world to end.
Want the show to
that
end.
Joke?
We want the show to end, I'll tell you that. All right, well, thank you. Hey, listen.
Can I plug? Can I get a couple
plugs?
I'll fucking relax. See, we got one thing to relax. It's the same
plug
everywhere.
The world's ending, yeah. Stupid. We got to get our plugs.
All right, get your plugs in. Could you have a fucking complete plug?
Yes.
Do you know where it is, or do they have to do homework?
No.
Track it down, go to multiple websites, and wait for you to fucking post it?
Because I always forget on the TRL show, the TRN show, I have to do it a week in advance. I'm not ready, but I'm ready for these shows that are coming up, which will be August 12th. I will be at Rockwell's in Pelham, New York.
How'd you get in there?
Tom, show is going to be at about 8 o'clock. Well, be at 8 o'clock. For reservations, dial them at 914-738-5881. I'll be there with Patty Rossborough. The following day, which will be the 13th, I'll be Governor's out in Levittown, New York. 7 o'clock show. Go to govs.com for tickets and information.
If the world is still available for us, please listen to Mr. Helix's music show on Hudson River Radio.
He's not even doing talk anymore. It's just all music now.
It's music.
I thought he talks in between the music.
He does.
So it's not really just music. It's talk and music.
Well, I said music show because that's basically that. I didn't want to go into like every single thing.
But if
he
they
does.
Call him,
he also reads the news.
Will he take calls?
Yeah, he would take calls.
So then he's willing to talk to the people. Don't sell Mr. Helix short.
I'm not.
Does he have a chat room?
I wasn't going to. No, he doesn't.
Oh, they got to get Mr. Helix a chat room.
No, he can't multitask that much. He's only got one Mr. Helix.
Yeah, but he could look at it on breaks and then respond.
He's got stuff to do.
He's basically doing everything over this joint.
Yeah.
Well,
he's like those one man bands that the Jews hire for bar mitzvahs. Plays seven damn instruments.
Not exactly.
I'm paying for a band.
He's working the board. He's programming the music. He's got a tambourine.
Yeah.
Can he work a little harder? I thought he'd be working a little harder. There's somebody going, I thought he would be doing a little more.
I don't know. You're
he doesn't look like he's enjoying himself.
You know, we want him to look like he's having fun at the party.
Your tip is on the lawn here.
It looks like he's got a puss on his face. I don't know.
I know what you're doing. So anyway, it's HudsonRiverRadio.com, and now streaming from 3 to 6 p.m.
They gave him an extra
Friday hour.
Yeah,
he has
right
another
on.
Hour.
Yeah, good for that. Good for him.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Mr. So. Helix, as long as you're here.
Yeah.
We'd like you to do some other shit and stay another hour. God damn.
Yes. He's a trooper.
Why wouldn't he? And he's doing drive time.
And it's a really good show, so give him a listen.
Do they have it on podcast form?
It is not. It's an internet radio station, but it's not. In podcast form.
No,
exactly.
but maybe he wants to record it so when people, you know, if they can't listen to him live like we do, they can listen to him later on in the day. He can record it.
I don't know if they're going to do that or not, but I'll bring that up with the.
They should be easy enough for him to do since it's an internet radio station.
Yeah,
might be nice because you can't always get online from 3 to 6.
I know,
but sometimes you want to hear Mr. Helix and his music selections. Maybe you want to hear that at from 8 to 11.
Right.
You should have that option.
Yeah, you know what? Well, Mr. Helix is listening right now, and he says hello.
Hello, Mr. Helix.
Hi, Mr. Helix.
And he says LOL.
And he likes the idea of working bar mitzvahs, too.
Hey, gig's a gig.
Yeah, they should be able to. They got to record everything. It should be easy enough to do.
Yeah, it should be.
So why not? They should make that available on their website.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good. That's also good for advertising.
I'll bring that up with the powers that be.
Well, you won't, but he should.
Oh, I can. I know him.
Yeah, but you're nobody.
Yeah, I know.
To them.
Yeah, I know.
You're somebody to us.
Yeah.
Wait, could you isolate that?
I didn't say what you are.
I'm somebody. That's a step up.
Trying to help Mr. Helix get more listens.
Of course.
Get them more advertised.
We're a team.
Well, you and him are.
Yes.
I'm not sleeping with Mr. Helix. I mean, he's a fine man, but it's just not happening.
You don't know what you're missing.
And we're going to keep it that way.
Funny.
You know, I've seen enough joy tonight by between Joe Regalio's with stories of Big Jim. So I mean,
and then you can have your own story. You don't know what you're
Joe
talking
and
about.
Big Jim.
We're gonna have to get him a Big Jim doll because now it's just too.
It'll sit on the edge of his bed, just looking at him while he sleeps,
staring at him creepily.
Then when Joe goes on vacation, he can take Big Jim out because Big Jim likes to travel too.
You
go
know,
camping.
It'd be like one of those things that he tries to go to sleep, and Big Jim's sitting there on the shelf looking at him. He closes his eyes. He opens his eyes. He's sitting on the edge of the bed.
He's just closer. And he's like, well,
closes his eyes. He opens his eyes. He's got lube
throw
in his
in
hand.
Throw him in the garbage, and he's back the next day. And he pull that shit off.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't imagine like that at all. I imagine his, you know, the Big Jim sitting there on the desk next to the Matchbox cars, looking big and buff because he's a giant compared to them. Just looking longingly at Joe with dull eyes, just hoping that maybe one day Joe will relive their youth, the good times they had together, and flex his bicep so that little band can pop off one more time.
Joe's girl says that creepy thing will not be in the bedroom.
We said about a lot of things in Joe's life. You know who he married for a long time? Where were you for the past 20 years?
Yeah, he's been dragging around a creepy thing for a long time.
I like how she's telling you what's going to be in the bedroom. Did she look up Big Jim? I guess Joe's girl looked up Big Jim, too.
I think that she should be telling him what's going on in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there you go. Rules are rules. Toys have died. You can't have your toys in the bedroom, Joe. Those go in your playroom. Your bedroom is not for playing. It's for sex and deep meditation. You can't play with your action figures and dolls in here. Funny. Go to your music room and play with your cars and your dolls.
In reaction to that creepy thing will not be in the bedroom, Tom says, no, that's not nice to say about Joe.
Joe is the creepy thing. It's his bedroom.
Well, see, that's how she wants it to stay. He's one creepy thing per bedroom.
So here's how it's going to play out.
Okay.
Joe's girl's going to move in eventually.
Okay.
Joe's girl's going to move into the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Big Jim is going to move into the bedroom. Joe will be in the couch in the living room. That's how I see this all playing out.
Big Jim knows where it's at.
Big Jim and Joe's girl.
Sleeping in my music room again.
Yes.
With my keyboards in a new house, in a different house.
Yep. And Matchbox cars.
I shouldn't throw the coma bed. I was going to throw the coma bed out this week, and maybe I should just stash it in the garage.
Don't be so hasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
But look on the bright side. You'll be in your music room on your coma bed, and you'll be able to listen to Mr. Helix eventually at any time of the night.
That's true.
It might make it all worthwhile.
It most certainly will. And then you can wake up and you can give your Big Jim a kiss hello in the morning.
Well, Mr. Helix's musical certainly soften the blow.
That's right.
Mr. Jim.
I just like the fact that Kenner created a fucking toy where they thought breaking clothing was going to be the attraction for it. He won't be able to fit in his shirt. Oh, boys will love this. Hello.
Have you heard of the Hulk?
Yeah, but I mean, at least he was green. This is just a lonely gay guy
going
camping.
Yeah, but see, girls would
Joe,
have been
impressed. Joe, you want to go camping? Come on, Joe. Get my good armband. We're going to have a good time. Just you and me, sport.
I was an innocent 12-year-old.
Were you? How innocent were you?
12?
That's a little old.
That's
a little old, Joe.
It was 12.
Revise
10,
that.
10,
8.
10, 10. I don't know how old
I was. I was a lonely 21-year-old boy. Just me, the lumberjacks, and Big Jim. All day up in a tree. Sometimes you just want to cuddle. So you get yourself a Big Jim. And I bought him a little flannel so he could experience it too. And Big Jim and I were lonely no more. We were camping together in the woods. Me, the lumberjacks, and Big Jim. We all loved Big Jim. He was everybody's sport. He was everybody's fella.
Loved it when Jim got the other end of the saw. And we were just attached that yeah, tree all together.
And that's how a bit runs its depth. Pep Helix jumps in and goes, well, this looks easy, and then it's not.
And then the tug stops working. Ah!
Joe's on the ropes, and Pip's like, hold on, let me give him a breather here. Let me fuck this up. And Pip's immediately in the barrel.
Is a bit, let me euthanize it.
Well, this is going well at the end of the show.
House by bit, guys. I'm so sorry we have to put it down. I loved our bit. I'm sorry, we'll euthanize it.
It was doing well. What happened? Pip ran over it and backed over it again.
Yeah.
And then spit on it. Killed Big Jim.
Trucker Tom says Big Jim isn't even a toy. It's a giant dildo.
Yes. I didn't know that wasn't clear, Tom.
What do you think we were talking about?
That band that pops off was Joe's ass virginity. Just flexing, getting ready.
What was his ass hymen?
Your ass hymen. Joe's not the man we thought he was.
You know, I wish I could go in a time machine and go back and see. Who are you, mister? I'm me in about 40 years. We're bald? Yeah. Are we... Holy, are we going to be, yeah, we're going to be, but I don't want to be, I don't give a shit what you want to be. Listen to me. Take the fucking doll, throw it in the woods. Why? Don't ask questions. Do you want me to paddle you? I'll kick your ass. Yeah, like, fuck you, you little motherfucker.
Will you paddle me? Little Joe paddles me. I paddle
now I'm arguing with myself. I'll kick you in the shit. Why are we arguing with each other? Just throw it in the
I guess Ann's not the only one who's bipolar on this show. But,
why? Because we're going to meet two dopes in 40 years. I don't need to hear that. We don't need to hear their shit. All right, do what I say.
There would have been something else. In Little Joe's defense.
Yeah, it really would have been something else.
Little Joe is very fertile ground.
So is Big Joe, actually.
No. You know, that might have to, you know what? I might have to call somebody, might have to get somebody who does impressions. We might have to have a Big Jim character. We might have to interview Big Jim about his exploits with Joe.
Isn't there a softball game you want to be 15-0 down to?
Or Thursday
basic,
night.
Or a base you could trip ass over tea kettle, or a black guy you could go chest to chest with, or something.
All those things are possible.
I like the way. And your point is?
Yeah. I'm like Mr. Helix. I can multitask.
Funny. Were you speaking to me about the last one?
She does so well in the first hour.
Megan do.
I get tired.
Shoot her after two.
9:40.
I get
tired.
You do. She wore out. You know what? You need a little bit of Big Jim in your life. He'll pep you up, right, Joe?
I think I needed a little succulent meat.
Fucking Big Jim.
Big Jim.
Yeah.
It's all yours, baby. Never heard of Big Jim, but now we know.
Now we know.
Big Jim and the Anal Intruders on Adventure.
The Western Johnny West. I think it was Johnny.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds more like it.
Yeah, Johnny West.
Did he battle with Johnny Race? Did they go to Mandy's together? You have the most gay-sounding friends and toys. I just want you to know that.
I'm surprised you didn't ring my neck because it was one picture of Johnny's wearing this guy. Now you saw the one picture, and it was rock and roll. And I'm like, what did he goes, just came home, and I wanted to rock on my guitar. He has like the blousy thing. And I go, I just stop at Mandy's first.
Yeah, it's my line.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's all. It was my line. All right, I know. I acknowledged it was your line from when we were on TBQ when we had McClinton on it one day.
Holy crap. Johnny West is $215 on eBay.
You know the holes he's seen? As well he should be. How gay does he look?
He's a man's doll.
Is he wearing chaps?
He's assless? Wearing chaps.
Well, he's not assless ones,
he's
stupid.
He's not turned around. We don't know that.
They're assless. Waiting for Big Jim.
Assless chaps.
They could be.
Oh. Does he look as gay as Big Jim? Does he have a shirt on at least?
Yes, no, he's dressed like a cowboy. He's a man.
And you you like that, don't you?
Well,
his clothes are plastic. They're not coming off.
And Joe's just a little Joe. Trying to bite off the clothes. Big Jim lets me take off his shorts.
Or at least the asset part of the chest.
Come on, John West, let's go. Fine, fuck you. I'm going to make a rock and roll superhero friend when I'm a adult. He's going to be Johnny Race, and he's going to kick your ass.
Oh, my God.
I felt like I was just thinking of that man. I felt bad I wrote that, but as soon as I felt bad, now you and I can argue with you. I know it was your bit, stupid. I admit it.
They all steal. It's a great fucking line.
I understand that.
6 years old, but it's a fucking great line.
Trucker Tom says, that'll be Johnny Race's next band, Big Jim and the Anal Gape.
Well, Joe'll be playing keyboards.
Well, gig's a gig.
Yeah.
It'll be Joe and like five other anal gapers.
I don't know if he meant anal gape or anal rape. I'm not really sure, but
anal gape is followed by anal rape. Anal gape headlines.
No, anal gape is following the anal rape. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we just keep on lobbing you softballs. You want to play on Thursday?
No, because you know I'll come out injured.
What?
You know I'd come out injured. I'd be on the DL before they even pitched to me.
Could be.
If we can hope. All right. Done enough here.
Right. The work is done here.
My work is more than done here. Listen, I don't know if I'm going to see any of you fuckers anymore. Apparently, we're going to war with a little angry Asian man. Our little orange man is getting angry at a little Asian man.
Yeah, I can just see during his softball game, the mushroom cloud, and he'll go, finally, some good news.
Yes! I'll be like, fuck, didn't even make it two innings.
But we were down 21-0, so fuck it.
Could happen.
Thank you, North Korea.
Thank you, Donald Trump in North Korea. Yay, we don't have to finish. Yeah. I'll be like, God damn it, I just got my windshield fixed.
Yes. Well, that's going to leave a mark.
Jimmy gets safe light out after a nuclear holocaust.
Guess I don't have to call Roger this week.
I guess I don't
supposed
have to
call
do
him
much.
Tonight after the show. That'll be a waste of time. All right.
Wait, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, whatever.
Give me a call on it.
All right. We've given bonus show.
Yes.
That's right.
We've done all we can do with Big Jim and Joe.
Yes. Oh, I don't know.
We
about
thank
that.
You all for hanging out yes. with us and participating.
Hopefully, us and the world will be here next week.
We encourage you to listen to Mr. Helix's show.
Yes.
We encourage you to go see Joe and connect the fucking dots and try to figure out where he is.
We encourage you to go see Davin.
Yes. See me play softball. Watch me crumple up in pain. It's a good time.
Yeah. And laugh at the scoreboard.
Sure.
It's 73 to nothing.
Give me a sandwich. I have nothing to do. I'll be home early.
Yeah. Bring popcorn.
Yeah, sure.